Next patient is Judy McDarby. That is J-U-D-Y. Judy McDarby is M-C-D-A-R-B-Y. M-C-D-A-R-B-Y. Date of consultation is 5-16-22. Date of consultation 5-16-22. Date of birth is 12-28-55. This is a consultation from Tanam Ahmed. T as in Thomas. T-A-N-A-M. Ahmed is A-H-M-E-D. Next paragraph. Dear Tanam, TNM, thank you for sending Judy McDarby for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 66-year-old female who has a persistent cough, sinus drainage, and postnasal drip, has been using a Flonase nasal spray with little resolution. The patient also has wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion, but denies any yellow sputum, fevers, or chills. Her chest x-ray done on 3/3/22 showed no active infiltrates and was within normal limits. The patient has gained some weight and she has no leg swelling. Denies any abdominal pains, nausea, but has some reflux with heartburn. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history is significant for hyperlipidemia. And history for and for a history for hysterectomy with self-ingo-oophorectomy, and history for carotid endarterectomy for carotid stenosis. She also had meniscectomy of the foot and a tonsillectomy remotely. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years. No alcohol use. Next line. Family history. Father died of COPD. Mother had a history of breast cancer. Next. Allergies. None listed. Next paragraph. Medication list included Xanax 0.25 milligrams PRN. Anxiety and aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Brilinta 90 milligrams BID, azelastin nasal spray, toothpaste in each nostril, escitalopram 20 milligrams a day, azithromycin 10 milligrams daily, and pravastatin 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Family history. I'm sorry. Next paragraph. System review. The patient peak of fever, no glaucoma cataracts, and she has some dizzy attacks and no hoarseness, no urinary symptoms, bleeding or hematuria, no hay fever or asthma. She has no shortness of breath but has coughing spells. Denies abdominal pains but has heartburn and denies black stools or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, and she has anxiety with depression. She has easy bruising and joint pains and muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam this averagely built elderly. White female is alert, no acute distress, there was no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluid edema. Blood pressure 150 by 80. Pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97. Temperature 97.8, and weight is 158, saturation 98. HEND are non-spalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is mild, throat is mild, injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery. With scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular, an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Cranial lens is grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number 2 is anxiety with depression. Number 3 is carotid artery stenosis. And number 4 is allergic rhinitis. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and get a complete pulmonary function study to evaluate her for any obstructive lung disease. She will get an IgE level and a CBC. And advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Advice come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, or early if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Tanam Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, Tanam, T-A-N-M-M-D.